along to Mike Riley at Oregon State. The Beavers are at home with Washington State. Coach is online. We'll take questions.
Your first question comes from the line of John Henderson, the Denver Post.
Hey, Mike, did you see anything in the spring or fall camp that made you think this kind of a start and this kind of a team would be possible, or is this a surprise to you too?
Well, you know, actually the seasons are always a little bit of a mystery, but coming off of 3-9, you know, you really didn't know what to expect. The only thing I'll say is this team has worked hard. You know, it was a good off season, and right through the summer, and we had a real good fall camp with very few distractions. So all the signs were good, you know, and then you just had to start playing and see what came out of it. So I could pretend I had an idea, but it all looked pretty good.
Also, there's so much turnover in college football. You've had a staff that's been with together for so long. How much is stability in the coaching staff? How important is that to building a kind of a season like this?
That's a great point, and something that as I've gotten older, I've been very, very thankful for and tried to scratch and claw to be able to stay at a place for a while, because I think it's real important to kids. I think it's great for a staff to grow. I think that, if you work at it right, you got a chance to make things better wherever you are, you know, and you're going to have some valleys, and you just got to fight and survive and then try to get back to it. But I think continuity, consistency, both with program stuff and with the football stuff is really good for the kids in the program.
Your next question comes from Kevin Gimmel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, you haven't had a real, blowout victory. You've had some really tight games so far. What have you learned about your team during that process?
Well, you're right about that. It's taken all 3 hours and 27 minutes in all of them. We had two onside kicks to try to get at the end, and then a last-minute interception to save the game. So it was. It's been tough, and I think that besides the wins, I think the main thing I liked about the team is they've kind of competed and kept their poise, kept their head down, and not gotten overwhelmed with the situations, which is neat to see. It's a good sign. They've just kept playing.
And in terms of Marcus and Brandon, the way they're playing right now, do you attribute that, I guess, to more chemistry with Sean and the work they did in the off season?
Well, I think it's growth from all of them for sure. And Marcus has been the real leader in that regard. He was tremendous in the off season with this team, and then Brandon's a young guy that is one of the hardest workers around. They're great kids and they work hard. And those three spent the summer together throwing the ball around. That's always good, you know, so they have worked together a lot through the last couple of years.
Great. Thank you, Coach.
Your next question comes from Christian Capel, the Spokesman Review.
If there was any point last year that you really felt like you saw a real increase in Sean Mannion's progression, and then how much has he improved from the end of last year to the beginning of this year?
Well, you know, I think the year of getting to play for Sean was really, really good. You know, there's nothing like playing for a football player in the games, and and it's especially true, I think, for a quarterback. So that was all good for him. And then the other thing about him is he really likes this game and works hard at it, spends a lot of time with it. You know, he's truly a gym rat. So, you know, he spent a lot of time watching film and studying what he had to do. And so the more you learn about what you have available to you as a quarterback in the passing game, then the better chance you have of getting the ball out of your hands and avoiding sacks and throwing it to the right guy on time. All those things, I think, are just, it's a never-ending process of just getting more and more comfortable. So if you take advantage of your experience and you study, you got a chance to get better.
Is there any one area that you've noticed particular growth in him this season, aside from just the experience?
Oh, I think probably the most notable thing is confidence, you know, and he was always poised, even as a freshman playing last year. He always kept his wits about him. He's always good to talk to on the sidelines. You know, he has good explanations for what's going on. But I think, again, the playing time from a year ago and the study, and I think, just the poise and confidence is a great characteristic of that guy.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Mike, how are you feeling about your pass defense? Some of the numbers don't appear to be real good, but numbers aren't always reflective either, I guess.
Oh, you know what, Bud? I think that's a good question. We're going to be tested again big time, and I think, we had a rough time defensively this last weekend in some areas. We came up with some big plays and we kept playing, which was good, but I think the biggest difference in the last game, though, even though the passing yardage is pretty high against us, we gave up some big runs, which we had not done in the first two games, so that threw us a little bit, and so we had to scramble and make those big plays in order just to win the game. But I think when you're playing teams that are really good at throwing the ball, they're gonna complete some passes. It's just a matter of you making some plays. We had way too many catching long runs last week, and that's what we got to cut down. Guys are gonna complete balls, and you just got to make sure that's where they end up is where they catch them, and then you'll get a chance to make some plays.
Do we have any additional questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, that'll do it, Mike. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Dave.
Good luck on Saturday. All right.
Thank you.
You bet.